You know, if we had a 1-800 number, I think writing a jingle would be easier. I've always liked jingles with 1-800 numbers in them. You got 1-800-94-JENNY. You got the Empire Carpets. You got Luna. You know, I got to look into this. Welcome to the Creative Podcast. What's this called? The Creative Gap Podcast. My name is Nick, and I'm looking into that jingle. I'm telling you, it's going to be there. Thanks for joining me. We're going to answer some questions today. If you have a question for me, head on over to Twitter or to nickvegas.tv and ask a question there as well. We have a question here from Andreas, and he's asking, do you believe you are born an entrepreneur, or can you learn it? Thought this was a good one to talk about today. This is tricky, right? So first of all, you know, how do we define entrepreneur? I think let's just, entrepreneur has a lot of kind of baggage to it these days. There's seem to be that everyone's an entrepreneur, everyone's starting their own thing, and it's kind of hard to tie down. So let's just call it business, right? Let's just call it starting a business. Are you born being able to start a business, or can you learn it over time? So let's just start it there. I think the first thing is, you know, do we know if you're born it or can you learn it? You know, this is the whole nature nurture discussion. It's impossible to know whether it is your surroundings or your family or, you know, what you're into as a child that allows you to be the person you are today. So I thought we could approach this in a way which is, what are the traits that you would need to have to become a business owner and start your own business and do those kind of things? And none of these are right or wrong. It doesn't mean that everybody has to be a business owner or entrepreneur or anything. It just means we have to be self-aware of what our goals are, what we're trying to accomplish in our life, and what makes us happy. So the first step is being self-aware. It's not for everyone starting a business. So many people would be happier with a job that they felt fulfilled in, where they knew their job, they got to work, they did their job well, and they left home, and they didn't have to worry about any of the running the business stuff, right? There are millions and millions of people that have great jobs like that, and they don't need to go start a business in order to be happy. I have a feeling, though, if you're listening to a podcast like this, that you may have some of the traits that would pull you towards creating a business for yourself, creating the hours that you want to work, and doing some of these types of things. So what are those traits? Well, I think if you look at a problem in your life and your first instinct is to create a solution for the problem instead of complaining about a problem, that you're already in a good place to become a business owner. There are a lot of people that look at a problem and just complain about it. They blame the problem itself. They say, this happened to me today, and can you believe this happened again, and can you believe this happened again, and everything's externalized. I think that attitude is kind of a warning signal that you may not be prepared to run your own business. Running your own business is all about you taking the fall and you being in charge, and you, good or bad, being in charge of the direction and how this business is run. So if your first instinct is to tackle a problem and solve it, you might have one of the traits I think would be better for becoming an entrepreneur. Some people say that it is risk, that business people are risky, and I don't agree with that one. I don't consider myself risky. In fact, when I started, when I left my job to start my business, it was very calculated, and it was very temporary. It was under the idea that I am going to try something, and if it does not work, I am going to, at this point, you know, after a year, go get a job. So what I did was I actually saved up enough money, and I started making some side income, you know, other than my main job, a little bit on the side. And I just started saving money because I knew that this was coming. You know, and this is another trait, by the way, I was not a great employee. If you find yourself passionate about what you're doing, you're good at what you do, yet you still are really crappy at being an employee, there's a chance that you're a little bit restless and your brain's a little bit like you want to control it, not someone else, right? So this doesn't work if you are a bad employee and you don't like your job. That's a different problem. If you are good at what you do and you're passionate about what you do, you like learning about what you do, however, the job itself is starting to wear on you a little bit, you might have another trait that could be put toward creating your own business. So let's get back to risk. When I left my job, which for me was my dream job, when I left my dream job, it was to create my own business. And the reason I left my dream job is that once I started doing my dream job, what I thought would be my dream job, I realized that that's not really why I got into what I was getting into. In other words, I did not learn, in this case, motion graphics and design and animation and all that stuff in order to make commercials for other people. It wasn't what got me excited about that stuff, right? So once I realized that, I started saving money. I started finding ways to earn income on the side, which we could talk about another podcast. But I started to find ways to earn income on the side so that I could supplement my real job. And I left in a very non-risky way. In fact, when I left, they said, if this doesn't work out for you, hit us up. I mean, they were like, hit us back up. We'll hire you back. And so that wasn't risky. I even knew if they decided not to hire me back that I was, you know, pretty good at what I was doing. And then I could go get a job somewhere else that made TV commercials, right? So I took what some would say is a risk, but there really was no downside for me. It was to start a company, which was my idea, to create a company on my terms and my time. And if it didn't work within a year, if I didn't gain traction on the company and was not making, if I'm not making what I'm making at my job now in a year, that I'll go back and get my job back. And so I just set up some rules. I went out and I did it, and the business worked. Now, if it didn't work, I go get a job. I'm back to where I started. All I lost was a year. Wasn't a catastrophe. I didn't lose my life savings or anything. I set up some logical rules. I went out and I tried it. So I think risk is not necessarily where you need to focus on. You don't need to be super risky. So what's another trait? I think if you are a positive person and if you are a self-motivated person, that those traits help out a lot with starting your own business. Obviously, if you run your own business, if you are an entrepreneur, you are in charge of your hours. You don't have a boss telling you what to do, telling you your job. In some ways, you decide when you work. I guess in all ways, you decide when you work. You decide how you work. So if you're not a self-motivated person, if you're not someone that knows how to handle their downtime and their free time and actually organize their life in some sort of way, you may not have one of the traits to build your own business. We already talked about if you do not fit in a real job, like I mentioned, if you are good at what you do, but the actual business working environment doesn't quite suit you, you could look into it. And overall, you have to trust your brain, right? So if you are, let's just say you can be born with or without these skills, right? I think the self-awareness part is really the thing that's gonna decide this, right? Because we can't know if you're born or if you can learn it over time. That debate will go on forever because there's just no way to know. What I think you can do is sit down with yourself, understand, and go listen to the most negative stories you could find about starting your own business, becoming an entrepreneur, about how much work it is, about how you don't get weekends to yourself, right? About how many problems you run into, and go listen to the worst thing you can find and see if at the end of that interview you're still pumped about it, right? See if you still want to do it, and be self-aware enough to understand what your personality type is. So I'll just speak for me without trying to say this for anyone else. I have always been passionate about anything I get into, anything that I am really into. I get really into. I watch all the videos. I buy all the books. I buy all the training. I'll read every article. I'll watch YouTube videos on it for days and days on days. No matter what it is, if you get me obsessed about something, or if I find myself obsessed about something, I will not quit until I learn as much as possible. And that trait that I know I'm self-aware enough to know that about me has helped me learn things very quickly. Here's another trait I am self-aware about. When I learn things, I am pretty good at trying to share that knowledge with other people in an easy to understand way. Now, you may be thinking, Nick, you're sitting here rambling. You're not easy to understand. I get that. Sometimes I go a little crazy. However, I'm hoping that I can watch 100 hours of videos and read 20 books and go to 5 conferences and be able to boil all that stuff down that I'm trying to learn from everyone in all corners, and be able to boil that down in a few hours instead of the hundreds of hours it took me to sit through all this stuff. So to me, that is one of my strengths as well. So how can I align my business around those things? Well, for me, it was training and tutorials. I made tutorials to help the next person learn whatever they're learning. And the way that I learned was by all these slow ways of learning, and then hopefully I can come back and speed up the process for the next person. That's why I'm doing this podcast, trying to answer questions from mistakes I've made and things I'm learning over the years, so that you don't have to read 100 books and that I can try to answer it a little bit more directly, he says on the whatever minute of podcast we are now. So I would focus on self-awareness, and I would say, if you're sitting here listening to this podcast, if you got to the end of this episode and you're excited to go listen to more episodes, or excited to go listen to more books or more podcasts or learn more about this process, I would say that you have one of the traits, which is interest in learning. So keep it going, keep learning. Good luck in whatever project you're into this week, whatever you're learning this week. I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks as always for listening to this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. I will talk to you in another episode really soon. Goodbye, everybody.